In California's Central Valley, miles of prime farmland is now underwater. Tulare Lake sat roughly halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. It was drained back in the late 1800s to create farmland. And then came a recent string of what they call atmospheric rivers that brought massive snow and rain. And as the snows melted, Tulare Lake started to refill, drowning miles and miles of crops. And that gave Los Angeles-based journalist Brendan Burrell an idea. What if I kayak along the lake and through the delta into San Francisco Bay? Well, he invited photographer Tom Folks to join him, and last month the two of them made the 215-mile journey in pedal-powered kayaks. And they join us here. Brendan Burrell, Tom Folks, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Hi there.
Brendan, if I can start with you, what gave you the idea to make this trek? What's the point?
Well, I mean, the Central Valley is kind of a no man's land. If you've ever driven through there, heading from Los Angeles to San Francisco, it is a bleak landscape. And in preparation for the trip, I saw this one quote from John Muir, who was this renowned California conservationist. And he referred to the valley as the floweriest place in the world, which is just so hard to believe if you've only driven on the I-5. I was always just kind of curious about it. I knew that there were these old rivers there. And then when the rain started and I saw the lake, I said, wow, what if I can see the valley in full flush and really try to understand it? There was a moment during the trip when we sort of emerged from the irrigation canals and we started to see these beautiful flowers on either side of the bank. And we were going deep into the San Joaquin River. And it was just extraordinary. And I kind of imagined what it must have been like in John Muir's time.
And Tom, what about you as a photographer? You know, what did you want to see and what did you see?
I mean, I would chime in with what Brendan said about it being sort of a flyover or drive-through area, in that you kind of pass through that and don't pay much attention when you're trying to get to your destination, be that LA or the Bay Area. And knowing that this was going to take us, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, something in that sort of time span, I knew it was a chance to see an area that you don't normally get a chance to spend time in and see it under a lot of different daylight conditions and maybe get a chance to know it a little better visually.
So the two of you start your journey near the town of Stratford in Kings County, California. You got two pedal-powered kayaks, some camping gear, some freeze-dried food. Brendan, tell us about the initial conditions when you got on the river. What did it look like? What did the river look like?
Oh, it was rough. When we first put in on the edge of Tulare Lake, I mean, you are surrounded by this drowned farmland, pistachios that aren't going to make it. And we started off just sort of crossing this water that, you know, we weren't really sure how dirty it was. You know, there's sort of agricultural runoff, fertilizer, pesticide, and I was trying to keep my hands out of the water.
Did it look dirty? Did it smell bad?
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of green-brown, and you didn't really know what was in it.
So, Tom, you're making slow progress on the river at the outset, and at a certain point, you guys get shot at? Is that right?
That first day was a little demoralizing in terms of the progress made, and as we were kind of crawling our way up this against this river, you could hear the reports of an undetermined firearm somewhere in the not so far distance, you know, reporting off one side or the other of the river. We weren't really sure where. There was a break in that sound for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, as we were making our way, we heard it overhead. It was a lot closer to where Brendan was, who was trailing me by 10 feet or so. So it turned out it was people, you know, just doing target practice side of the river, but they had no clue that we were in the river, and that's what made it kind of a sort of a touch and go dicey situation.
I sort of started yelling. I said, "We're on the river, we're on the river." And this guy kind of came out and he sort of waved and he's like, "Oh, sorry."
Didn't expect you guys there. So you guys are moving along, Brendan. And I understand Tulare Lake sits on private farmland, so you guys are trespassing, and the two of you get stopped by the sheriff of Kings County?
Yeah, I mean, so yes, Tulare Lake is in Kings County, and then several of the adjacent counties had sort of closure orders for the river. At one point, the sheriff sort of pulled us off the river and told us not to get back in. So we hopped in a truck and drove to the next county and kept going.
Talk a little bit more, maybe Brendan, about the people you met along the way and their observations about this kind of the rebirth of the Tulare Lake, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, remarkably, going through a part of the country that has been so worked over by man, you don't really see that many people. We saw a few folks in the beginning, and then it was kind of 200 miles where we would just kind of, we'd hear an irrigation pump in the distance or see a truck crossing a bridge. But very, very infrequently did we actually encounter a human being. And probably the most interesting thing was we arranged to meet up with a conservation organization called River Partners. And they sort of took us on a tour of what the river could be like. I mean, these are not natural rivers anymore, right? There's levees on either side. And, you know, most of the water gets sort of siphoned off for farms and so on. And this group is trying to restore some of the floodlands to their natural state. We met one particular man who was sort of telling us about those efforts and what it meant to him as a local.
And Brendan, what's the future here then? That is, if there aren't unusual rains and unusual level of snowpack, is it going to revert to what it was?
Well, yeah. I mean, you asked me earlier about why we wanted to make this trip. And I guess one of the things I didn't mention is I mean, the valley has lost like 95% of its wetlands. And these sort of rivers are the last remaining threads of wild land. They're important flyways for water birds, you know, and when we were traveling up there, you know, we saw groups of otters swimming in the river. We heard beavers slapping their tails. And so it really is kind of a magical place, but there is still a lot more room for restoration. And I think that is going to take negotiations with these farmers who have claimed a lot of the water, because we are not expecting more water in the future. And these rare flood events are not likely to happen every year.
And finally, let me go to you, Tom, for your takeaway. You know, what do you kind of take away from this trip? And it sounds like the two of you are still on speaking terms.
Yeah. You know, what's entertaining about that is there were the two fellas that did this 40 years before us. Were part of the inspiration, and we managed to find some time with each of them on the day before we put in to start our own trip, and they hadn't spoke or seen each other in 40 years. So we kind of made light of that and joked about it, and, you know, will this sort of cause a divide between us by the time we're done? But we had a splendid time doing it, and you know, the takeaway is really getting the chance to see a part of your own state, for me, being from California, that I really never would have taken the time to otherwise.
Yeah. And Brendan, what about you, as you kind of think about it post?
I agree with Tom. I mean, this has given me a new view of the valley. And, you know, I think as people who like the outdoors, we've protected our mountains, we've protected our coasts, but these flatlands, places that are susceptible to the plow, they're often forgotten. So I thought it was wonderful to be able to spend 10 days out there and also to get to know Tom better.
That's journalist Brendan Burrell and photographer Tom Folks. And their story about kayaking Tulare Lake will be featured in Outside Magazine early next year. Gentlemen, congratulations on the trip and the story, and thanks for the time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.